Time to get back into our talk with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Any live bait that seems to be working better for the perch, or any specific color of teardrop or something?
As far as the bait goes, you got to have some minnows and you got to have some wigglers.
Okay.
That's what the guys are saying. One day they'll go strictly on the minnows, and another day they might only touch the wigglers. And there's no real rhyme or reason to it. Just have them both with you and you have your bases covered. I've not really seen any specific colors, color trends showing up. Usually, just a plain hook under a slip bobber with the live minnow or a wiggler, usually they'll work as well as anything. But go through a lot of little spoons, little pimples, and we're starting to go through a lot more of that Haley jigs with the little dropper chains on them.
Oh.
Little tiny jigging Rapalas and shiver minnows. Again, it's a little bit of everything.
Well, I appreciate the insight on that. Now, we had some warmer weather. Did that affect any slush on the ice or the ice conditions at all to get around?
If anything, with that last snowstorm we had, we really didn't get a whole lot of snow on the ice. With the warmer weather, it knocked that down just a little bit. There was really no problems at all for guys getting around on the ice with snowmobiles or quads or trucks. And really, it's pretty easy travel on the bay right now.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have some seriously cold weather here for quite a bit of stretch of time. So I'm assuming that, not only will that thicken the ice that's already there, but it'll get guys out fishing, on the Ford River area and stuff like that too now, right?
Well, again, like I said, just looking at the satellite pictures just a couple days ago, I mean, the whole bay south of Portage is completely wide open. So unless we get a couple of weeks of flat calm and cold, I'm not foreseeing the Ford River area really going to be able to ice fish out there this year. It could change. Who knows? But at this point, I don't really expect it to happen.
Interesting. So, and we are not expected to have calm weather. It's going to be windy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to make ice when it's blowing, 20, 30 miles an hour.
But when you get two degrees above zero on ice that's already formed, that's going to really thicken things up, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that'll help us out here. I'm pretty sure by this weekend guys will be driving trucks at least as far south now as the Terrace.
Okay.
So that'll help us out for, again, kind of spreading people out a little bit.
Chris, I appreciate your time as usual.
Glad to help.
Take care.
All right, see ya.
This is The Outdoor Show.